You are with me, Psalm 23:4, by Amanda Eidelman, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This entire chapter talks about how God is our shepherd, and consequently, we are like his sheep. As our shepherd, the text lays out the ways that God looks out for us, provides for us, guides us, and in the dark season of life, he's right there with us. The chapter ends with the promise of heaven, stating we'll live one day with God, in his house forever. The picture in verse 4 is of a shepherd who's unable to get his flock back before nighttime. In the dark, the shepherd would move from the back of the flock to the middle so the sheep could gather around him for security. This beautiful illustration paints a picture of a caring God that never leaves us alone in the dark. This verse has been recited as comfort over those facing the end of their lives. The words are rich with meaning and inspire peace for the most dire moments of our lives. Christianity.com explains in their commentary that these words point to the great hope that when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death at a steady pace, we will reach our final destination, which is revealed in verse 6. Psalm 23:6 says, "Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." When we pass through the valley of death, we have the great hope in the fact that we will one day dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Enduring Words commentary explains that we merely face the shadow of death because Jesus came and bore the full weight of sin and death on his shoulders. David's words point us to the great rescuer who would come and die in our place, so that our death would merely be a passing from this life to an eternity in heaven. We can live without fear because God leads us and takes our place on the cross. One of the most difficult parts of our human existence is that we all will walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and it's a dark and painful place to be. We may first experience this valley when we walk alongside a loved one as they pass from this world into heaven. We may mourn the loss of a miscarriage, infertility, or the darkness that disease brings into a life. And of course, we all have to face our own mortality eventually. It's so very comforting knowing that God is with us in the midst of the hardest things we'll face. This has to be one of the most applicable truths of the Bible. When we face darkness and death, God is by our side. He provides what we need to pass through these moments without fear. God gave us his Son so that we would be spared the full weight of our sin through his great sacrifice on the cross. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds, you are healed." When you invite Jesus to be your shepherd or leader, you no longer have to fear death. We just have to pass through its shadowed valley to reach an eternal home in heaven. In any moment of distress, be encouraged that God is closer to you than ever. He is in the middle of the dark with you, holding your hand and gently leading you towards his goodness and mercy. These moments grow a strong faith in our hearts.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.